Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough met Tuesday night to discuss the protest of a transferred liquor license. According to KPB 5789, this would request the formal assembly to protest the transfer of controlling interest application about Gateway Liquor and Food Mart. In a memo written to the borough clerk, the finance department had reviewed all relevant state of Alaska licensing before being discussed at the borough meeting. The finance department had reviewed all relevant state of Alaska licensing and tax accounts related to the following business and had found that the following State of Alaska Business Corporation officials did not reflect the applicant's name. The request for a transfer of controlling interest has been received from the change of James Pruitt, who is deceased, to Tracy Williams. However, Tracy Williams is not listed as an official on the State of Alaska records. The finance department recommended that under KPB, the assembly cause a protest to be filed with the transfer of controlling interest for the liquor license listed. In other words, the finance department recommended that the assembly authority authorize the borough clerk to withdraw the protest. According to Tracy Williams, she and her brother are transferring the liquor license with AMCO. As of January 30th, they approved the transfer.
If we assign the shares now and then file the required notice of change of officials with the State Division of Corporations, we will be at risk of losing the corporation's package store liquor license. The estate is transferring controlling interest of the corporation to us, the heirs. Then it is considered a full transfer for licensing purposes, and procedurally, there has to be a transfer application filed and approved. The shares cannot be transferred until and unless AMCO approved the transfer. The estate has not been closed yet, and if I were to transfer the shares, executing the assignments and filing the notice, now, before AMCO approved the transfer, I would place the license at risk of being lost, and that would be a breach of my fiduciary responsibility as the personal representative.
After Borough Mayor Peter Michicki suggested that the item be tabled to gather more information, it was decided that KPB 5789 would be revisited at another meeting. The Department of Geological and Geophysical Surveys has released an analysis of the Wrangell landslide. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys released a preliminary interpretive report about a series of landslides in Wrangell on November 20, 2023, the largest of which caused six fatalities with one victim remaining missing, destroyed three homes, and covered the Zamovia Highway near milepost 11.2. The purpose of the preliminary scientific report is to describe the characteristics of the landslide events that occurred on November 20th on Wrangell Island. The report does not provide a comprehensive causation analysis for each specific site. DGGS concluded that the landslides, characterized as debris flows, were rain-induced. Based on weather data and after-slide monitoring, 4 or more inches of rain could have fallen at milepost 11.2 in the 24 hours before the Zamovia Highway landslide. Although wind gusts cannot be ruled out as a contributing factor, water-saturated soils are interpreted to be the dominant control on starting the landslides. The Department of Geological and Geophysical Surveys Landslide Hazards Program conducts studies to evaluate unstable slopes and provide valuable information to policymakers, state and federal government agencies, and the general public. The website and the division's Landslide Hazards in Alaska brochure can help Alaskans evaluate their risk, look for warning signs, and know what to do during a landslide. Further details on this story available at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.